Libby Purvis, podcast for Yachting Monthly, August 2010. Years ago, I had the enviable job of taking up the great racing sailor Rodney Patterson on a bet he'd placed with my newspaper. Rodney, double Olympic flying Dutchman champion and America's Cup winning skipper and all that, had this newfangled folding tradable lightweight trimaran, and his challenge to himself was to whisk a reporter and photographer to France for lunch and get back to England before the pubs shut. Not a feeble Dover-Calais job, obviously. A 120-mile round trip from Swanage to Cherbourg. Guess who volunteered to go? It was a rollicking ride out, with the great Rodney changing spinnakers every 5 minutes and everyone ordered to sit in particular places, and at times positions, in order to trim the fiery creature as she bounced over the waves like a grasshopper. We docked in record time, and the spectacle of our hero belting round the supermarché with his trolley like a Cow's Week boy racer was almost as impressive. And it was nobody's fault that the wind fell away, to flat oily calm, on the way back. So we staggered into Swanage under our very small outboard well after midnight. But one expression from that trip stayed with me and became a family chant. Whenever trimming sails or coming a touch off the wind, our scarily focused skipper would bock, "Accelerating now!" to warn us of the forward jerk, which otherwise really could have had one of us sliding off the stern of his spider craft. In our heavy-keeled cruising boats ever since, we have tended to use this as a joke. Someone eases the mainsheet a touch or hauls at the Genoa, shouts the magic words, and nothing happens, even to the tea mugs balanced on the combing. But hell, not anymore. First time out on the Victoria in a 5-gusting 7 in Torbay, we had quite a shock. Our last two boats had been a Ketch and a Yawl, and before that the gaffer Grace O'Malley, whose acceleration was to say the least dignified. She liked to have a bit of a think before slowing down or speeding up. And the two-masted boats obviously had smaller mainsails than you might otherwise expect at that length. So, what with the extra 2 feet of waterline, the lighter build, single-mast and stiff, fully battened main, we suddenly found that the new boat's mainsail is not to be trifled with. That great big white thing overhead appeared to our startled perceptions as we jerked across the cockpit to have approximately twice the bite of any we'd owned before. Come off the wind the smallest bit and wham, accelerating now! Instead of a sedate climb to 6, maybe 7 knots, we were up over 8 without thinking about it, ploughing into the waves and causing other boats, shores, piers and similar impedimenta to get close at an unnerving speed. "This boat," I gasped, hastily winding in a bit of roller, "is going to make us very lazy." Instead of fighting for every half knot, trimming and frowning upwards at the sail set, for the first weeks at least we'll be crying, "Whoa, easy tiger," and feeling pathetically grateful when she calms down a bit. We will get used to it, obviously, and start grumbling when we can't make 8 knots from a standing start in less time than it takes to eat a ginger biscuit, but it was startling. Possibly more for me with my parallel dinghy life on the River Auld, since the perils of rapid acceleration are all too well known to those of us who mess about in small, plastic, unstable boats. I was on my topper once, and it's okay, I've given it to a nephew now, I do have some dignity in my middle years, and paying very little attention as I tacked up tide, hoping for a sighting of the river seal. Giving up on the effort, I turned downwind to go home, and as this coincided with the livening of the breeze, the topper shot forward, shades of Rodney shouting, "Accelerating now!" and I slid gracefully right off the back. Slippery shorts and inattention, and there I was, holding the mainsheet, and being, for a moment, towed briskly astern by my unmanned craft. Got back in, skittering towards the mud to general amusement, but it taught me a lesson about acceleration. The other lesson, obviously, is about the opposite dynamic phenomenon, the rapid deceleration when you hit the said mud bank and bang your head on the mast. That happens too in dinghies. Let us hope, for the sake of the onboard crockery, that it does not do so on the cruiser.